This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And yes, we are live. Today is December the 29th, 2017. And I'm Tim Wildman. And joining me to co-host the class today is Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. I've been sitting in trying to fill the shoes of Ed Vitagliano all week.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for him to be back.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to meet that bar every
day. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
It is.
It is. I can understand that. You want to. You don't need that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You're a father of young. How old's Luke now?
6 months.
6 months. So you got a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Already. So you don't need that.
So we will welcome Ed back next week.
Yes, we will.
In next
2018.
Year.
Yeah, next year.
Ed Vitagliano, professor. Visiting professor or Walker Wildman is here. Substitute professor Walker Wildman is here at Learning University. One of our tenured professors is J.J., the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper, who's across from me here. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning, folks. You got one job today. Stay warm. That's it.
You know, I was reading, by the way, welcome everybody to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
I was reading the comments from the show last night, on our Facebook page. Folks were commenting. And so you had a lot of folks saying, hey, it's... 19 degrees here in Ohio. It's, 17 degrees, somebody said, from New Hampshire. And most folks were saying, hey, it's how cold it is where we are. And we're listening to AFR. And then we had one of our sweet listeners, lady, said, hey, I'm listening in Ocala, Florida. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, 65 degrees.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I think she spared them the temperature.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, we have listeners all over the country, really all over the world, to American Family Radio Online, and we appreciate you so much. Let me mention one thing, get it out of the way, and then we will get to Trivia Friday, okay? Just wanted to remind you that we are a listener-supported ministry here at American Family Radio. And if you can make a year-end gift to AFR, we would greatly appreciate it. And, a lot of people like to give at the end of the year because they get that tax write-off. But if you want to make a gift to AFR, this isn't Share-a-thon. This is just a special ask. If you have, some money left over and you're looking for a place to give to a ministry that would further the kingdom of God and stand for righteousness, tell the truth about what's happening in our country, We do that here at American Family Radio. So let me give you the number, okay, to call if you want to make a donation, a year-end donation, special donation to American Family Radio. Now, you can listen to Trivia and do this when the show's over if you want to, okay? But here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. You can use your credit card, debit card, chickens, goats. we'll take livestock. Land, whatever you got there. 877-616-2396. Or go online at afr.net. 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 Anything you can do to help American Family Radio here at the end of the year, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, JJ. And a little P.S. for everyone who gives a gift, we're going to give you that brand new documentary, God Who Speaks. And so it's just finished. It's brand new. And we just would encourage you to be generous. Please give your best gift, but a gift of any amount, as you call that number or go to AFR.net, we're going to give you that as a way of saying thank you.
Amen. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's how we play. Walker, Tim, and JJ will give three questions each. Then we will let you call in and answer the questions and or ask us a question. We appreciate it when you do both. You answer one of ours, and then you ask a trivia question of your own. If you've called in and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a one-month waiting period between people who get on the air with us because we want to give new folks a chance to get on the program, because a lot of people say, hey, I've called for a year, and I hadn't been able to get on. We want to get as many new callers on the program as we can. Lastly, we have a mystery question, and if you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring. You will hear that, and then we will tell you, we will let you know that you have won.
Nice T-shirt.
Oh, is it,
Learning University T-shirt.
Yeah, Learning University T-shirt. I know we should have a sweatshirt this time of year, but we don't. We just have a T-shirt. But it's a Learning University American Family Radio Trivia Friday T-shirt, and we'll send that right out to you if you answer that question correctly. All right, Walker, what's the phone number, Walker?
The phone number is 888-589-8840.
What's that, Walker? What's that phone number again?
The phone number is 888-589-8840.
Towels. All right.
All right, so phone number one more time, then I'll start with the questions.
Hey, by the way, are we on Facebook Live?
We are. We are live streaming on the Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues on Facebook.
Live video streaming. You can comment there.
Yeah, last time, the number to call, 888-589-8840.
All right.
Here's my first question, my first three questions to start off the show. What male tennis player has won the most Grand Slam titles?
Good question.
What tennis player, what male tennis player, has won the most Grand Slam titles? Secondly, who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet?
What happened to him?
I'm not sure.
There's a guy's name goes down in history as that?
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of like they used to play football with those puny
helmets. Was it because he was stubborn?
I don't know.
Or because he,
I think that's just what the rules were.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they had some, early on they were kamikaze players. Yeah. That's what that was all about.
Go out in flames, huh? All right, my last question. How many keys are on most baby grand pianos? What is the standard number of keys on most baby grand pianos?
Do you know? Did you know the answer to that?
Before I looked it up, no.
Yeah.
I did not. Yeah. I'm not a piano guy.
No.
Someone might be.
Well, you're not only not a piano guy, you're a no music at all guy.
That's right.
Yeah, because
I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
Not
all right,
a good
JJ,
producer.
What you got over there?
Here's what I've got. First question, speaking of music, how many strings does the common bass guitar have?
The common?
Common. Not the uncommon.
Uncommon. You got an uncommon to be different.
Right. How many strings does the common bass guitar have? Second question, Polaris is commonly known as what star? Polaris is commonly known as what star?
You mean out there in space?
Yes. And then, third question, true or false? Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, when he was a sheriff, twice served as a hangman. Is that true or false? Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, when he was a sheriff, twice served as a hangman. So you picture those wooden gallows, and he's up there putting the sack over somebody's head and pulling the switch.
All right. He caught me mid-donut. Go make something up. Talk about something. Give me 1 minute here.
Yeah. Hey, I can do that.
Where are you going to be next? Where are you going
to
be?
Oh, thank you. This has been an incredible year of travel. I've traveled to about a dozen states this year.
Uh-huh.
First of the year, I've got a men's conference at First Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And then next, two Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And then a pastor's conference in Tennessee on the calendar. So calls are coming in. Calendar's filling up if people want me to come to their town.
And speak?
JJJasper.com.
JJJasper.com.
Met so many wonderful new friends last year and hope to continue into 2018. JJJasper.com. Click on booking for all the information.
All right, here are my three questions. What was the first TV kids show in the U.S.?
Good question.
What was the first TV kids show in the U.S.? Number two. Kind of a riddle and related to Christmas, the Christmas story. Why do we know Joseph and Mary weren't crazy going to Bethlehem? Why do we know Joseph and Mary weren't crazy to go to Bethlehem. Think about it. Number three, what kind of a tree do acorns grow on? I know most of you know that, but that's still a good question, especially for the youngsters, right? What kind of tree do acorns grow on? So a specific kind of tree. All right, let's get started. Walker, why don't you do the honors and welcome everybody?
All right, we're going to go to the great state of Louisiana, and we're going to talk to Cade in Louisiana. Cade, welcome to Trivia Friday. Cade, are you there?
I believe it's Keith.
Keith.
Keith, sorry about that.
I'm sorry. Our call screener is drinking a lot of eggnog in there, Keith, and we're going to have to stop that. You have to wait to get off work. Okay,
I don't know if it was me or somebody else, but good morning to the professors. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I believe I'm going to try to do both.
All right. Which question of ours would you like to try to answer?
I'm going to try that one with the strings on a bass guitar.
How many strings does the common bass guitar have, Keith?
Four.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good job.
Way to start us out.
What's the question and answer?
How many strings does a bass guitar have? And it's four.
Four.
And do you play music, Keith?
No, I play the drums. My dad plays the bass guitar, and I believe some of them have five strings.
Right, and this was the common bass guitar.
Right, the common.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, what's your question for us, Keith? Fire away, brother.
All right, there's a little small town in Natchitoches Parish. Used to be the state capital of Texas for about 50 years. What's the name of that town?
Oh, we had a Natchitoches question.
Well, they're talking about that building. It was the highest state capital in the nation.
It's capital of Texas for a while, he said, though.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Do you?
I'm stumped.
No.
Learning something, Keith. What's the answer?
Wouldn't be Roadhouse, would it?
Hey, close. Robling.
Robling. You were
Well, I know they got the Roadhouse, steak.
Yeah, you had it on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Robling, Texas.
And that was the name. Is that still in existence?
Well, it's Robling, Louisiana, but it used to be the capital of Texas.
Robling.
Okay.
Did they trade them something?
I don't know.
did Texas offer something back to get the new state, or Louisiana, did they offer something back? Some trade going on,
I think it may have changed during the, after the Louisiana Purchase or something, maybe.
Gotcha.
It all changed.
Gotcha.
Right.
Hey, Keith, good geology and American history question. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks for calling, man. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our phone number again, Walker, is what? 888. Is this it right here, Walker?
That is it. I wrote it down for you.
Here's our phone number, 888-589-8840. You don't have to pause like I did when you're calling. just keep on dialing, 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Walker.
All right. We're going to go to Mike in Oklahoma. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Mike. Doing? Ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try both.
Which question you want to answer?
I'll let me give it a shot on Tim's first TV show for kids.
All right, Mike, to repeat the question, what was the first TV kids show in the U.S.?
I'm gonna guess Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Howdy Doody.
Yeah, that is a very good guess, but it's not the answer I have, but that is a very good
guess. That's a real good guess.
Yeah, that was. Do you remember that, JJ?
I barely remember it.
Barely.
Well, I think they were like puppets or something, weren't
Mike,
they?
Mike, weren't they popular in the early 50s?
Yes, they were, yeah, before Howdy Doody time. I know that. Yep.
Okay.
I must have seen the reruns,
yeah,
but I barely remember that.
Yeah, I did. That was I'm a youngster.
Yeah.
I was born in 63. I don't remember, what you old-timers do. but anyway, Mike, go ahead with your question for us.
Okay, here's one for you. when was New Year's Day actually declared a federal holiday?
When was New Year's Day actually declared
a federal holiday? Yeah, what year?
That might be a trick question. I'm not sure.
No, a lot of those things, you know, they observe it, but then they go ahead and just make it legit.
I wonder if it's even a federal holiday.
Get off, yeah,
that
they,
was part
people
of the,
are off work.
I think that was part of the reason for the Civil War, actually, if you think back.
Because
huh?
It was controversial.
It was controversial. President Lincoln was adamant that we not change it. So I don't know. What might you tell us, brother?
Okay. It was the same time as Christmas and Independence Day on in 1870.
So they just went ahead and took care of everything right there.
Yes. Well, they made four of the national holidays became federal holidays on in 1870. It was New Year's Day, Christmas, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, and 4th of July, Independence Day.
Knocked them all out.
Now, hold on a second. My yeah. Thanksgiving Day, I thought that came along from
it wasn't official until
Truman
then.
Or Roosevelt or somebody, right in there.
No, it was, yeah, well, made a federal holiday.
Federal holiday, okay.
Act of Congress, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. And then signed by the president.
Okay.
Mike, that was back when Congress used to do stuff.
Right.
That's right. Three, yeah, today it wouldn't get it done.
Yeah,
it?
Four things done in one day. The Democrats would filibuster
yeah.
that.
Yeah, ditto. Walker, I concur. Yep. Hey, Mike, you have a great day,
thanks,
my friend.
Buddy.
Thanks for listening.
Happy
day
New Year.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim with Walker and JJ. If you're wondering where Professor Ed is, because he hadn't been here for... I mean, was it been a month now? How long has it been since
he's home unwrapping gifts. Yeah. You talk about popular. When you get so many presents that you have to take off work to just keep unwrapping all your presents.
Well, yeah, and he works out hard every day, so I'm sure he's probably out there jogging right now somewhere. So we will see
him next year.
What he looks like, what he feels like when he gets back from the couch. All right, Trivia Friday couch. On American Family Radio. Let's continue on, Walker.
All right, we're going to visit, I believe, what would be flyover country. That would be Kansas. We're going to talk to Rachel. Rachel, welcome to the last 2017 edition of Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hi, Rachel.
To Rachel, it ain't flyover country. It's home.
Yeah,
that's Rachel. Right.
Kansas. Yeah. Kansas. Where are you in Kansas, Rachel?
It's this little town called Paxco. It's about halfway between Manhattan and Topeka.
Yeah. I was just in Manhattan last month. Great area there.
Now, is that...
And you got the university.
Is that on the interstate there, Rachel? You're right
Yeah, it's like a mile off the interstate.
I got you.
Good.
Well, listen, thanks for calling from the middle of Kansas. You want to ask, answer, or both? Do both.
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about Polaris.
Oh, here we go. Rachel, Polaris is commonly known as what star?
The North Star.
Yes, the North Star.
The North Star. Now, you don't hear any churches call Polaris, though, do you?
I don't guess you do. I think
there's a
Wave
North
Runner.
Star in every town.
There's a Wave Runner or maybe a snowmobile
yeah.
called Polaris.
But not, oh, there is?
Yes, there is.
Yes. No,
there's a what, Walker?
I think it's a company that makes ATVs.
ATVs and snowmobiles, Polaris. But duly noted, you have a lot of North Star churches, but I don't think you see
Polaris.
Polaris.
Yeah.
No, First Polaris. You don't see that, do you? Huh? All right.
Hey, Rachel, what's your question
Come
for
join us?
Us
for fellowship at Polaris on Wednesday night. Huh? You just
okay. Where does the term all the bells and whistles come from? So like if you have something that has a whole bunch of accessories and things to it, you'll say it has all the bells and whistles.
Yes.
Where does that saying come from?
Very good question.
Really
let
good.
Us talk amongst ourselves. Who are we talking to?
To Rachel.
Talking to
Rachel, let us
Kansas.
Talk amongst ourselves here. Bells and whistles. I'm thinking that's going to go.
I think it goes back to the train days? Because
you know,
they had bells and whistles.
That's a good You're thinking in the right direction. It would go back probably to the 1800s,
1900s. It's either the train or the carriages, horse carriages.
Bells and whistles. Well, now, something's going to have a whistle. A train does.
Yeah.
True?
Could go back to Santa because you got the bells. You know those jingle bells, and then for him yelling, whistling, and saying, on
you know,
Dixon, on Donner,
I
on
think JJ's.
Flixen,
I think JJ's onto something because the train.
Yeah.
The train whistles
yeah.
when it's coming down the track, and then the bells for when you're loading it.
Hey, Walker, I think we're going
it's
something,
just a guess.
Something train related.
Bells and whistles.
Trump train
related. Train related.
Nope.
You're going to have to say it. Hey.
Rachel.
Rachel.
At least tell us we did a good job.
I mean, have a little something positive. You just
okay.
You just slap us with a nope.
That's incorrect.
I mean, we're trying to be nice.
Good job. That's incorrect.
Yeah. We all want a trophy.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, what's the answer?
It goes back to the days of the silent movies. So every movie house had an organ, and so they would actually play the music for the movie, and they would also have the sound effects. And the really big in the big cities, the ones that had the movie houses that had the big fancy organs had all the different crazy sound effects. So it said it had all the bells and whistles.
That's also when the organ donation started. Same thing. They put it on the back of their driver's license. Those people that had those movie houses. Uh-huh. In the event something happens, we want to donate an organ.
You don't know where these things start.
No. Everything has to have an origin.
Yeah. Or an organ.
Thank you, Rachel.
Hey, that's good to know. Thanks,
Rachel.
We learned something.
Thank you so much. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I tell you what, we'll wait to repeat our questions after the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to American Family Radio. Hey, Walker's got us, Walker and Devin here, who's running our control boards, got us up on the Facebook Live page. JJ Jasper's waving. What camera are we on, Devin? Up right over there?
Yeah, in the corner.
So, hey, everybody who's watching on Facebook.
And if you're wondering, I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah.
If you're trying to differentiate.
And the humble. The humble one as well. JJ, Tim, and Walker, you can watch the show on Facebook Live if you'd like to. And you can comment there on the program as well. Let's try to squeeze in one more call before the break, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Ohio and talk to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Can you hold it?
Hey, Jimmy, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Jimmy, what's your temperature right now in Ohio where you are?
98 point something.
Cold.
You don't know how cold?
Cold enough that there's snow on the ground.
Uh-oh. Hey, listen, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I would like to answer Tim's question about where acorns grow.
Yeah, here it is. Here's the question, and let's see here.
I'm talking to Jimmy.
Jimmy, here's the question, Jimmy. What kind of tree do acorns grow on? What's the answer?
Is it an oak tree?
It is an oak tree.
Nice.
An oak tree. The acorn is actually the fruit of the oak tree, and they begin showing up after the tree is 20 years old.
Hmm.
So the oak tree has to make it to 20 before it has any offspring.
Wow.
Yeah, so it just drops acorns, starts dropping acorns everywhere.
And, Jimmy, here's a little lesson, a little devotion about stick-to-itiveness or tenacity. A mighty oak is just a tiny little acorn that held its ground. So don't give up. If you mess things up in 2017, you got a clean slate, a fresh start.
You better,
Lord willing, in 2018.
You better, I tell you what, you better patent that right there, or Joel Osteen will get it from you.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, do you have a question for us?
Yes. And this is a hard one. I assume you've read the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes when you were young?
Yes.
Well, what are the names of Calvin and Hobbes' parents?
All right.
Wow.
I did not read. I read the comics, but, everybody's got their favorites. I had my two or three. But Calvin and Hobbes, that was the one with the cat, wasn't it?
He had a tiger, a stuffed tiger that, in his mind, it was real. And so it would come alive half the time.
Okay.
And then the other times it would just be sitting there beside him, and it was the stuffed
tiger. I checked out Far
tiger.
Side.
Far Side and, by
Far
Larson.
Side was, Far Side Funny was my stuff. Favorite. And then I read Charlie Brown. Or Peanuts.
Hey, Jimmy, right. We're filibustering.
Yes, we are.
Do we?
Well, Walker, JT and I are walking down memory lane.
That's exactly what
sorry to interrupt.
Doing.
Well, this means something to us.
Yeah.
It may not mean anything to you.
Larson was so popular, people shared that I mean, they just shared what it was they, and they had the little desk calendar. Funny stuff.
We don't know.
What's the answer, Jimmy?
It's a trick question. Bill Watson, who is the author of Calvin Hobbes, never named his parents.
Oh, okay.
Was it a family issue they had? Or?
Well, they also never named that horse that was out in the desert. It was the same situation. So they just kind of followed that lead of that songwriter, and people want to kind of get in a certain genre. They'll go, he didn't name that horse.
Yeah.
I'm not naming the parents.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy. Stay warm in Ohio.
Great moments in American history provided by J.J. Jasper right there, ladies and gentlemen. Our resident historian. Oh, my word. We're going to take a break right here. It's probably a good thing.
Horse with no name. It's good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our spiritual heritage tours fill up each year several months in advance, and we've got the dates now for our 2018 trips. There are two tours. There's one to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, and then there's a separate trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, where we'll explore early American history. Now, if you want information on these tours, simply go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. Spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. Again, in June and September, you can go on one or you can go on both. They're back-to-back. We plan them that way. Again, June and September, Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com, and I hope to see you on one of our Spiritual Heritage Tours.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Blake Bramlett. I graduated in May of 2016, and I graduated with a degree in interdisciplinary studies, focusing in psychology and missions. The professors here at TMU have really impacted my life in more than one way. In the classroom, of course, but really honestly, what makes the experience at Truett better is that they're mentors to us.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
Boys and girls at Sauk Elementary School in Mesa, Arizona, got quite a surprise the other day. Their teacher made them recite a gender-neutral version of the Declaration of Independence. The teacher crossed out the words man and made the kids say human instead. You can see the altered version of the Declaration on ToddStarnes.com. Parent Elizabeth Valancourt tells ABC 15 News she was outraged by the teacher's actions.
I was hurt. I was mortified. I was disturbed at the fact that somebody is changing historical documents, and nobody has the right to change our historical documents. You teach what's written. You don't get to rewrite it and teach it how you feel you believe.
School leaders later admitted the teacher should not have modified the Declaration of Independence and should not have shared her political beliefs with students. Folks, this is what it looks like when teachers turn their classrooms into liberal indoctrination centers. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's the theme there from the Dick Van Dyke Show. And
boy, that was a good one.
Don't start mocking us, Walker.
Yeah, I know. I have to do something, though, because half of
that. One of the lead actresses on there passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
The day before. Rose Marie, I think. I didn't watch a lot of the Dick Van Dyke Show again. That came a little before my day, but very, very popular show. Of course, Dick Van Dyke was one of the best-known comedians of the 20th century.
He was, if you're trying to picture who he was the guy driving that little Model T or whatever through the sky and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And wasn't he in Mary Poppins, too?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was a chimney sweep or something.
Yeah, in Mary Poppins. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Walker the Marker.
The young whippersnapper.
And J.J. Jasper.
So you got two old lions. You got two secondhand lions and a whippersnapper.
Right, and a whippersnapper. Tim, J.J., and Walker, Ed will be back next week. I guess so, if he wants to. We'll see how it goes with Brother Ed, Professor Ed. If you want to call in and ask a question, answer one of ours, here's the phone number. 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We have an email, but we don't really take questions per se on our email during the show, but we have an email if you want to send us an email here at American Family Radio. We'd love to hear from you. Just send it to comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Now we're about to repeat our questions as we head into the second segment of the program. Go ahead, Walker.
All right, my first question. None of my questions have been answered, so I'd like for some folks to give them a shot. What male tennis player has won the most Grand Slam titles? Secondly, who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet?
Wow.
Yeah, brave man. Who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet?
Tell us again what you do. This is Acme Insurance. And you want, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to go on and hang up on you right now.
Yeah. Lastly, how many keys are on most baby grand pianos?
All right, JJ.
Here's what I've got. True or false? Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, when he was a sheriff, twice served as a hangman. Is that true or false? And then I've had a couple answered, so I'll add to. What sailor's disease results from a deficiency of vitamin C? What sailor's disease results from a deficiency of vitamin C? And then the third question, in the movie Jurassic Park, what animal was used to lure the T-Rex? In the movie Jurassic Park, what animal was used to lure the T-Rex? You know, that's a movie that everybody and their brother saw, and I did not see and never have seen Jurassic Park. And I wish I had of.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw Jurassic Park.
See, I wish I'd seen it in the movie theater because they said you could hear the animals breathing down the back of your neck and you could hear them coming from all sides.
Yeah, if I were going to watch Jurassic Park, I just watched the first one.
Okay.
If you've seen one, that first one, you've seen them all. Same old thing. They just go back to that.
Kind of like Rocky.
Yeah,
Rocky 1, 2, 3, The Return of Rocky, Rocky Strikes Back.
We
want to
make money off another movie type thing.
So watch the first one.
Watch the first one, Jurassic Park. Here's questions I have. What was the, you know, I'm questioning myself now about the answer to this question, to this particular question, but I'll go with what I have. What was the first TV kids show in the U.S.? We had a guess earlier that it was what was the name?
Something.
Cookler or
in Fran.
Fran. That I told the gentleman who called, forgot his name. I said, no, that's incorrect. It's not the answer I have. I'm researching that right now, but I'm going to stick with what I have for now. All right, number two. So that's the question. What's the first TV kids show in the U.S.? TV show, kids show, not animated. Let's see here. I also had another question. This is kind of a riddle. Why do we know Joseph and Mary weren't crazy to go to Bethlehem? Why do we know that Joseph and Mary weren't crazy to go to Bethlehem? And let's see, I got a third question. What is a group? We sometimes have a question about animals and what a group of them are called, right?
Right.
What is a group of porcupines called? You know, you're at your house, minding your own business, and you hear a bunch of commotion in your backyard, You go over there and look out the window. You pull up the blinds, look out the window, you call your wife over. If you're a man, call your wife over and you say, honey, come over here. Look at all these porcupines out there. In fact, honey, there's a blank of porcupines roaming around in our backyard, just sticking each other.
Like a flock or a herd, but what's the name for it?
Right. What's the name of that
group of porcupines?
A group of porcupines. They get together, and they what do you call them?
And would you ever see them and the fellow that's got the vendor that's got the balloons for sale, would you ever see them in the same section of the park?
Well, that's a good point, JJ. Also, I will eliminate
true or false.
I will eliminate flock. Okay, I'll just tell you, it's not
good.
Very helpful.
Thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome. I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's not a flock of porcupines. All right, go ahead, Walker. Let's get back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Rio in Oregon. Rio, thank you for joining Trivia Friday.
Oh my word!
Rio, are you there?
Thank you for having me on.
All right, Rio, glad you're on Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Both? All right. Which one of our questions would you like to answer?
The one about the sailor's disease.
All right, Rio. Here's the question. What sailor's disease results from a deficiency of vitamin C?
Scurvy.
You're exactly right.
Scurvy. Scurvy. We're not clapping because scurvy is a good thing.
No.
Well done, Rio.
You know, if you say scurvy, you almost want to say arg in front of it. You know,
have you ever known anybody have that?
No, I haven't. But I bet you they had a parrot on their shoulder at some point, right when it
struck them. Is it also called pirate's disease then?
No, sailors. The sailors would get that. They'd be out there on the boat, and they wouldn't have enough oranges or whatever. And they'd get, because of a deficiency of vitamin C, they would get scurvy.
Well, what do you get from sun? Is it E? Sunshine. What kind of vitamin do you get from sunshine? Is it E or C? Not C?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, scurvy, doesn't that seem like you should have a patch over one eye when you say it? Arg! I got scurvy, mate. I'm not going to be able to bring my parrot and come aboard.
Hey, Rio, what's your question for us?
Well, I have one, but first, do you want to know the cure for scurvy?
I would like to know that.
The cure for
scurvy. Sauerkraut has the most vitamin C in it than anything else.
Really?
Hmm. So you need to eat Reubens.
Uh-huh.
Reuben sandwiches are good for you.
You got me hungry for some sauerkraut with those little tiny wieners in there. Sauerkraut, and little tiny hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan myself.
Nobody at my house is, so I guess that's why I only get it once every couple of years.
A small percentage of Americans that love. But if you love it, you're all in.
But now what are you supposed to eat on New Year's Day? Cabbage, right? And black-eyed peas and some of those things.
Yeah.
For traditional, you know, so you start your year off
right. Some relish or some.
And so you won't get scurvy in the new year.
Absolutely.
All right, Rio, thanks. What's your question for us?
Okay. In the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, how many times was the phrase "the Lord of hosts" used?
Oh, man.
In the book of Isaiah, you said?
That's a good question.
This is a 10 on
Zechariah.
This is a 10 on a scale of 10 in Bible trivia difficulty right here.
Let's throw out some guesses. I'm going to say 19.
How long the book of Zechariah is? Does anybody know?
I'm going to be no help.
I'm going 19. Let's throw out some guesses. Guys.
Yeah, let's go with JJ. JJ says 19.
Nope.
More?
Yeah, got another noper in here.
Yep, more.
All right, how many?
46.
Wow.
JJ was close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
30.
Wow.
In the book of Zechariah, there are 49, how many? 46. 46. How many what's?
The Lord of hosts?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, you asked the question. Remember?
It's the Lord of hosts,
right?
Okay. The phrase "the Lord of hosts" is used 46 times in this book.
That's pretty neat. Thanks, Rio. Right. Thanks for reading your Bible, and we hope you have a wonderful and blessed new year.
Thanks, Rio. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. And we have donuts here in the studio, if you'd like to take one.
For better or for
worse.
Where's
the camera? Where is the camera? These are better. Let me tell you something right there, buddy.
For some reason, eating donuts and radio don't seem to go together.
Well, let's see. Anyway, outstanding donuts. You're probably going to have to remove them from me, get them away.
Right. I reminded people around Thanksgiving, I said, hey, now don't forget, it's Thanksgiving coming up, so don't forget to set your scales back 10 pounds like you do with your clock.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go through All the right. house and
Who's
set
next,
the scales.
Walker?
Okay, we're going to go just north of here. We're going to go to Tennessee and talk to Joe. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Joe, is this your first time on Trivia Friday?
No, I called a couple of years ago with a question nobody could answer.
Okay.
Wow, you got a good memory, Joe.
Did we ever give you an answer?
Yeah. No, you didn't. I had to give it to you. What was the farthest distance between any two objects? Y'all said infinity and all these other answers, and the farthest distance between any two objects is Psalms 103:12, I believe, where as far as the east is from the west, God has removed our iniquities from us.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Hey, great question and answer right there.
Hey, Joe.
Are you mm-hmm. broadcasting from Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Tupelo.
Well, okay. Well, I had a friend who moved here from Grenada, Mississippi back in the 70s. And he used to cut down Tennessee all the time. That's all he used to do until I finally told him at least
Be careful, Joe. Go ahead.
At least Tennessee's state bird isn't the housefly. So, to be quiet.
I tell you, anyway. I think, Joe, if I could just say this, I think we redneck Southerners need to quit cutting each other down.
I worked in Mississippi.
Okay.
I worked in Mississippi with Schwann's Foods back in 1990. It was hot, flat, wet, and humid. It was
But every Southern state likes to say the next one is the armpit of the South.
Right.
I've heard that all my life.
I bet I don't know how many people know how to spell the Southern spelling of Mississippi.
Right.
You know how to spell it?
Yes, sir. M-I crooked letter, I crooked letter, I
crooked
hump
letter,
back, hump back, I.
Yeah. Back, hump back, I.
Just, I
That's
mean,
right.
Just,
yeah.
But anyway.
Well, like to answer the question about the first children's show.
I'm unsure of this answer, but
somebody from Tennessee gave it to him, Joe.
Go,
so you really can't tell
if
it's gonna be accurate
here
or not.
Here we go.
Well, at first I thought it was Romper Room, but you said no, it was not animated. But Romper Room, I don't think was animated.
The Ollie and Fran show. Somebody guessed that. I forgot to.
Okay.
But
all right.
Anyway,
but,
I said no.
Yeah, Romper Room had Snuffleupagus in it, and so.
All right, you're from Tennessee. Spell off Snuffleupagus for us right there, if you don't mind. Just make your state proud.
You had a snuff and a lup and an opagus.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
I know of that.
What's your question for us?
Wait, was that
my question is?
Is that Joe's guess?
Yeah.
Oh, mine. Okay. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
On National Geographic for years, I would see the. And I don't know if you've been blessed enough, you've seen what they call a goggle of geese flying in the air. That's what they call a group of geese, a goggle of geese.
Right.
Gaggle, goggle, or whatever. And I never noticed until they pointed it out on National Geographic that one side of the V, when they fly in a V, one side of the V is usually much longer than the other side. And they started studying their everything about the geese and all. And there's a scientific answer as to why one side of the geese, side of the V is usually longer than the other. Can you explain what that is?
More geese.
More.
More geese on the long side.
I'm going to go with it's a matter of which direction the wind's coming from.
No, it really is more geese. That's the simple answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. Hold on just a second. I think really it's not a V at all. It's a check mark. And the geese are trying to tell us something.
They're flying around, flying up there saying, just do
They're trying to say, we got this.
It's a swish.
Check. We got this. Okay, don't.
Well, it's not that much longer, so you can't call it a check mark.
Okay,
but,
well, you may
the guy
not,
was
Joe.
Right.
But I'm
there's,
out.
the guy was right. There's more geese on that.
Yeah, more geese on
that. Man, that took a lot of science right there.
Well, it was a tax study. Yeah. It was taxpayer funded study. So I feel like we got our money's worth on that.
I would have liked to heard the interview.
I won't give you this answer, but what do you call a group of rhinos? So you can put that in one of your questions.
All right, thanks, Joe. Have a happy New Year. Thanks for listening to AFR.
So
you know, I'm sure there is a serious answer as to why there's more geese on one side. Beyond there's more geese on one side.
Did they?
There has to be.
Did they interview the geese, or how do you get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, I think they gave them a test, each of them.
There was a collusion.
Yeah,
between the geese. I can tell you that.
And the Russians?
Had to be.
And President Trump?
Probably.
He's in there, too?
Yeah.
On that one? Okay. You can expect to be tweeted about in about 30 minutes, then, for blaming him for that.
You're talking about the geese. There really is some devotions that you can draw from that, because the lead geese, and the reason they fly in a V, it's for kind of like a little bit of a vortex coming off there, and
draft.
It gives them extra lift, and they draft each other.
Mm-hmm.
And after one, the lead one gets tired, the other one, another one comes in there, and all the ones behind, they quack and everything to encourage the one out front.
Kind of like a NASCAR race.
Well, not just that. They're encouraging it. And if one gets sick or too tired and bails off,
yeah,
another one will go with it. Like, they won't just let it go down alone. Mm. They're like, okay, I'm going to go with that one and help out if I can. You guys go on.
Wow. That's cool. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions. Ed Ev.
Heretofore.
Gone unanswered.
Good job, DJ. What male tennis player has won the most Grand Slam titles? Secondly, who was the last professional hockey player to play without a helmet? I say brave. Dad says not so smart.
I'm just
be nice.
Being honest.
Lastly, how many keys are on most baby grand pianos?
Here's what I've got. Start out with true or false. Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, when he was a sheriff, twice served as a hangman. Is that true or false? And then, second question, in the movie Jurassic Park, what animal was used to lure the T-Rex?
What now?
What animal was used to lure the T-Rex? That's the last two I've got.
All right, here are the questions I have that have gone unanswered. Number one, what was the first TV kids show in the U.S.? Again, I'm not sure of myself on that answer. I thought I was, but we're going to find out for sure here. But here, number two, I am sure about this answer. Why do we know Joseph and Mary weren't crazy to go to Bethlehem? This is a riddle, sort of. Why do we know that Joseph and Mary weren't crazy to go to Bethlehem? And number three, what is a group of porcupines called? We've all wondered that. We've all confronted the porcupines in our life and wondered, well, what are a group of them called? You know, when you got a lot of porcupines that are, you know, going around in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you call it a certain thing.
That's a devotional right there.
Well, I think so. There's a proper name for a group of porcupines. And what is it? Back to the phones we go.
Okay. Sarah in Arkansas. Sarah, welcome to the Trivia Friday.
Yes. Good morning.
Good
Sarah,
morning.
How cold are you there in Arkansas?
Oh, it's pretty cold. It's about 35.
Yeah, that's brisk. Well, listen, did you have a good Christmas?
I had a wonderful Christmas.
Terrific. You want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I'd like to do both. Somebody already answered one of the questions the first question that I had in mind to answer was about the bass guitar. But I'll take a crack at the President Grover.
Well, you got a 50-50 chance. Here's the question.
Exactly.
Here's the question, Sarah. Former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, when he was a sheriff, twice served as a hangman. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
Sarah, it is 100% true.
All right.
Now, last week I made one up. I said that the fruitcake, many of the ingredients used to make fruitcake are used by morticians to embalm folks. But that was just totally made up. But this one is legit. That's true. That's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, that sounds crazy when you think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could just feed him the fruitcake, you know. You wouldn't have to.
I like the way you think, Sarah.
Yeah,
hey, listen, what's your question for us?
Okay. You know the show Gilligan's Island?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
The man that played the skipper, his real name was Bob Hale.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name on the show?
Jonas.
Skipper was a nickname.
It was Jonas. Help me, guys. Gumby or not Gumby? Jonas Grumby or? I'm just sort of.
You mean Skipper was actually the name? His name was given during the show.
His name on the show. Yeah. You know, they call him Skipper, but occasionally they said what his name was or once or twice.
I don't know.
But it was Jonas. I'm just going by memory here.
Okay.
Jonas something or other, like a Gumby or Grumpy or Grumby or something.
Nobody would name their son Jonas Gumby, I don't think. But anyway.
We'll go with JJ. JJ's okay. The only one that's got an answer.
And I'm just guessing, Sarah. I'm trying to go by memory here. Help me out.
It was Grumby.
Yeah, JJ, I got to give you
Grumby.
A hand clap.
Jonas Grumby?
Jonas Grumby.
Good job.
Yeah.
Man, you realize if I was on one of those shows and it came down to that $1 million thing.
You just won.
I could have just,
so the skipper's name on the show, which was rarely used, was Jonas Grumby.
Grumby?
Yeah.
Grumby with M-B.
Grumby.
Now, here's the sad part, Sarah. As a wife and a mother, you'll appreciate this. I remember that. And 9 out of 10 times when my wife says pick up bread and milk on the way home, I only show up with one of the two items. That is a sad fact for husbands out there.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy New Year.
All right. By the way, okay, I need to rephrase my question about the children's television show. I've done a little research here. I had a little too much trust in the old internet. You know what I'm
saying?
Are
the students going to be credited for all the?
Our caller, whose name escapes me now, earlier in the program.
I think it might have been Mike from Oklahoma.
Okay, Mike from Oklahoma.
But I'm guessing.
He answered, my question is, what was the first TV kids show in the U.S.? He answered Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. That's correct as far as I can tell. Yeah, which was started in the year 1947.
Wow.
So I shall rephrase my question, but to ask it like this: what's the longest running kids TV show in the U.S.? Okay, longest running children's television show.
So, Mike, if you're listening,
in history,
Mike, if you're listening, you were correct.
Yeah, and if we can make it up to him, let's add one more sash when he graduates, when he walks, because he's, you know, as smart as he is, he's going to have one or two or three little sashes.
Yeah.
You want to add a cord or a sash just because that was on us. That was our mistake.
Yeah.
As a learning institution.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to take a break right now for some news. And we'll be back in 5 minutes with more. We got another half hour coming up of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
And in full disclosure, there will be some more donuts eaten during the break.
They're sitting right there. They're staring at us. You know, they're staring at us. All right, we'll be back after this short timeout. Stay with us.